This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller commits to strengthening ties with African nations. Agriculture Ministry benefits from vehicles and equipment valued at $20 million and government to explore all economic possibilities arising from upcoming diaspora conference. Details after the break.
There are lots of things that make your kids sick you can't do anything about. And then there's one you can. If you can't quit smoking, quit smoking around the kids.
A message from the Minister of Health in collaboration with the Jamaica Coalition for Tobacco Control and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Vehicles and equipment valued at $20 million have been procured to boost the capacities of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Plant Quarantine and Veterinary Services Division of the Agriculture Ministry. The vehicles and equipment were procured by the Agro Investment Corporation of the Ministry. 5 vehicles and 8 computers were handed over to the Plant Quarantine and Veterinary Services Division, while RADA received 15 post-harvest kits. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the vehicles and equipment will increase Jamaica's competitiveness in the international arena.
We are going to be making sure, through all these kinds of assistance, with the upgrading of our labs, to make sure that whatever food comes into Jamaica is also of international standard and quality foods, so that our people can also enjoy safe foods coming from abroad.
The vehicles and equipment were acquired through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has committed to strengthening ties with African nations. Addressing the 50th anniversary summit of the Organization of African Unity in Ethiopia last weekend, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said Jamaica will ensure that deepening relations with the African Union becomes a stronger priority on the CARICOM agenda. The Prime Minister also noted that the region's shared heritage with African nations must be channeled into tangible projects that will build economies. In the meantime, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller, joined by Foreign Affairs Minister A.J. Nicholson, held bilateral talks with the presidents of Ghana, Nigeria, Tanzania, and South Africa on a range of strategic cooperation issues, including airlift, trade, and investment. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller led a delegation to Addis Ababa last week to the celebratory 50th anniversary events of the African Union. The delegation is scheduled to return to the island today, May 28. The government will seek to explore all economic possibilities arising from this year's Jamaica Diaspora Conference, slated for the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James from June 16 to 19. Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnaldo Brown says Jamaicans at home must be part of the investment prospects the conference is seeking to harness.
There is still another level that we can take the diaspora homeland partnership. The flow of remittances globally is $425 billion. That is 3 to 4 times the flow of official development assistance. And that explains why first world countries such as the United States of America has taken very keen interest in diaspora movement.
Minister Brown says the rebranded conference is seeking to recalibrate the country's approach to the diaspora movement. And Jamaica will observe World No Tobacco Day on Friday, May 31, under the theme Ban Tobacco Advertising, Promotion and Sponsorship. This year's campaign will provide information on the importance of the pending anti-tobacco legislation, in addition to educating Jamaicans about the harmful effects of smoking. Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica and Board Member of the Jamaica Coalition for Tobacco Control, Deborah Chen, says the theme is timely as tobacco companies are investing more into the marketing of their products. Ms. Chen has also advised that the foundation will continue to support the government's efforts to curtail smoking in public places through the anticipated passage of anti-tobacco legislation.
Tobacco use is a leading preventable cause of death in the world, and so we are mainly concerned with the health effect and the health impact of tobacco use, which has been proven to be very harmful to health. Tobacco smoking is not just a habit, it's an addiction. And once you get started smoking, it is very hard for you to stop.
Ms. Chen was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.